Hey there. I am testing something out called a walk and talk podcast episode. The idea of this is that I am on a beautiful walk right now and I'm inspired to share my thoughts, feels, opinions, etc. And you know, some walks I like to just be present and walk and be in my own thoughts and whatnot. Sometimes I like to listen to music. Sometimes I like to listen to a podcast episode. Sometimes I like to call and catch up with people. And sometimes I just have these divine hits and inspiration. And I like to try to record them in my notes app and come back to them. But let's be honest, I don't always do that. And so I figured, why not talk while the inspiration or thoughts are hitting most powerfully and share them with you. So these are probably going to be more bite-sized, and to be honest, the audio might not be perfect. You're probably going to hear nature in the background, me walking, etc. So if that bothers you, then maybe this isn't the best format. Don't worry. We will have our other episodes that are strictly voices, so you can look forward to those. But as I'm on my walk today, what's kind of popping through for me is I'm just thinking about the taboo certification and the call types that we have inside of it and how I think it's pretty unique. And just kind of thinking about the inspiration for how those came about and why we have them. I think that this will be helpful for any of you who run group programs and you're considering how to design and create your experiences to set your clients or your students up for maximum success. So, first of all, if you just do what is typically known as Q&A calls, where students come to calls and they're able to ask questions and receive like laser coaching, so to speak, you know, that's great. That's amazing. And maybe it works really well for you. Maybe it works really well for your clients and your students. And hey, if that's the case, more power to you. Amazing. And I would like to invite you to consider, just because everyone is doing calls like that, is that actually the most powerful way? Is that serving your clients in a way that's going to help them get the best results possible? Maybe, maybe not. And here's what I mean by that. So you want to think about always, what is the purpose of your program or the experience that you're running? And what is that program promise? What can clients or students expect to experience at the end of it if they, you know, take the aligned action steps and follow the coaching, etc.? And with that higher intention in mind, like, what would be most supportive for them to experience or get support around in order to help them reach that goal? So for example, inside of the Taboo practitioner certification, it's really all about being a masterful practitioner. And beyond that, a multimodality, multidimensional transformational practitioner who is really able to competently and confidently facilitate miracle style results that stand out and sell out at the highest level prices. Not because we're just jacking up our prices, because, you know, that's what people say to do, but because it's truly an integrity and because the transformation that you're able to facilitate is worth it and people get incredible results in a short amount of time. So that's one piece. And then also the other piece is also to become a prosperous practitioner, to be able to be abundant and wealthy on your own terms, whatever that looks like and feels like for you. So with those in mind, there's so much built into the curriculum itself, the trainings and, you know, all that. And when creating call types, we wanted to make sure that we were going back to that promise. And so, yes, we do have Q&A type calls. So those are called our craft and cash calls. And so the focus of that is that our students can bring whatever is coming up for them as it relates to being a practitioner. So this means like anything that they're dealing with in terms of clients. So if there's a client problem or frustration that's happening, or something that they want advice or support with around that, then cool, they can bring that. Or if it has to do with making cash and income and prospering as a practitioner. So sharing messaging, sharing bits of their sales page for feedback, etc. So it's both a mix of like a Q&A spotlight coaching call and also very much like feedback and us peeking into your business and supporting you with, you know, whatever it is that you feel like you most need support with. So that's a very, you know, classical Q&A style type of call. And also what we add during those calls too is we talk about some aligned way that you can prosper and be abundant that day, that week, etc. So there's some food for thought around that, or an activity or an exercise or a practice or an action step to take that's going to help you prosper. So there's that. Now, in terms of coaching mastery, we want to make sure that we're approaching it from various angles. So inside of the certification, there are the learn trainings and learn spell books, which is really going deep into the theory of the various tools, techniques, and practices. And that's really important because you need to have a mental understanding of what's going on and really, you know, get those learnings. And then, so those are in the trainings, which are a video format. You can also listen to them via audio. And then there's the spell book, which is all like written out in diagrams and all that. It's like these amazing, basically, textbooks that we have. And with all of our courses inside of the Taboo certification, there's over 3,500 pages. So there's a lot of knowledge and magic there for you. Should you choose to get certified in all the courses, you don't need to do that. You get to pick and choose, but we'll save that for another day. Anyway, so then there's also the ability to embody the learning. So through our embody spell books and embodiment potions that help you really have this personalized experience of the tools, the techniques. So you are transforming on a personal level, because it's not just about you becoming a masterful practitioner, but it's also about you experiencing miracle style results for yourself and you feeling like you're able to collapse those timelines, quantum leap, etc. For, you know, pardon all the the cliche coaching jargon, but you got the idea. And then we also have our facilitate spell books, which have scripts and prompts and tricks and tips about facilitating various modalities, tools, techniques, etc. And so inside of that as well, there's different demo videos that show you examples of coaching sessions using that specific technique or tool. So you can see how a masterful practitioner has gone about facilitating it. And so you can get an idea of how you might facilitate it yourself. But those are recorded, right? And there's only, hold on, we're coming to some traffic. 1 second. Okay, back at it. So what I was saying is those are just recordings. And I think that that's great. And that's one layer. But we were asking ourselves, how can our practitioners be even more masterful? And we felt like there were two things that were very important. And one thing that we've always had is our practicum calls. So this is where our students come to a call time and they pair up with other students inside of the certification, and they practice both being the practitioner, so doing the actual technique, the practice, the modality, and being, you know, in that practitioner seat and coaching somebody else, and then also being the client, so receiving the coaching. So you do both roles on the call, and that way it's definitely nerve-wracking for people in the first like call or two, because a lot can come up, but it's totally normal. And what we do is, this is really like the practice ground, the place where people can explore and mess up, and that's where the magic comes from. The messiness happens inside of these containers, and then you become even more competent and confident in your craft. So people leave these calls just feeling so amazing, because what they were afraid of facilitating initially, they're like, oh my goodness, like I feel like I worked through some kinks and I feel really good about what I'm able to facilitate. And I'm actually surprised by the transformation that happened for the client on the call. And as the client, you're being able to walk away with personal transformations as well. You're able to work on things where you're feeling stuck, or work on things that you're desiring to call into your life or your business, etc. So those are super powerful. And then we also wanted to add in another layer where people are able to watch live coaching, masterful coaching in real time to see how it really works. So we have something called our coaching demo calls, where one of our master TGs, which are transformation guides, or myself, are on the calls. And what we're doing is we're working with 2 to 3 students live. So it's a group call, and so there's more than 2 or 3 students on the call, but we're doing 2 to 3, like probably 30 to 45 minute sessions with these students. And so what we're doing as well is we are picking and choosing various techniques and modalities on the fly to support the student with whatever coaching requests that they bring. And so we're doing that session so people can observe what we're doing. And then afterwards, we are pausing and we're breaking down our choices. We're saying why we guided the session in a certain way, or why we chose the modalities that we did. And we're also inviting students to think about, okay, if this were you running the session, what choices would you have made? Or what questions do you have? Or where do you feel like you would get stuck? And how can we come up with like a plan to overcome that? And so it's really cool because you're able to see multiple coaching sessions happen on one call. And you're able to also see through the lens of various coaching styles. So the way that I coach versus the way that one of our transformation guides coach is completely different. So I think that that is really unique as well. It's not just like me and my style that you're getting a feel of, but you're getting a feel of multiple different styles, so you can try it on for yourself and figure out what is your natural way of doing things, what is your magic. So I really, really love those calls, and those are definitely a favorite for people because it really demystifies what feels like this elusive concept of transformation. And so often we have clients and students who come to us who are just like, they're either brand new to coaching, or they've been in the coaching world for a while now, but they're just like, this feels confusing. Like, I don't know how to powerfully host a session. Or sometimes like it works really well, and other times it feels like it totally falls flat. So how can I just feel so confident with the sessions that I'm facilitating? And so these calls really, really help with that, which I love. We also have experiential calls. So experiential calls are where we go even deeper into various tools or modalities. And so this is really for our students to receive transformation and to really be held in the container of, okay, just relax into this and let's help you transform yourself. So we'll guide them on a journey of some sort, and it's really healing and super transformational. And so that is a beautiful way to receive, and then also even go back to those calls and witness and look at how we were guiding them to get ideas with how you can really make these techniques and modalities your own. Because that's another big thing that we pride ourselves in inside of Taboo, and that you'll see our students talk about time and time again, is that they are encouraged to make these their own. We don't want carbon copies and people just following scripts. And yes, having scripts as a foundation, as training wheels to begin with, is super powerful, but ultimately we want people to make them their own. And so these experiential calls really blend various modalities and infuse the practitioner's magic into it. And so again, it's not just the same practitioner hosting these calls, but you get a mix, so you can get a feel for people's different styles and see examples of how you might make these your own, while also, again, receiving that healing, receiving that transformation, and doing that deep change work for yourself. So those are so powerful. And then we also have something called coven calls. So this is where you are gathered in a smaller group of students with your fellow coven mates. And you have a TG, a transformation guide, who's assigned to you at the beginning of the program, who is constantly checking in with you, supporting you, who really gets to know you and your business and your goals, etc., so well over the course of the entire year together. So this is a really unique part of the program too. And it really just adds this next level of support and community and family feel to it. So you have your smaller coven that you gather with once a month, and then you also have a coven Voxer group where you can support each other, ask questions, etc. And these calls are really just for heart sharing, for connecting with like-minded, like-souled people, for just really feeling that deep connection with other people inside of the space and getting support in whatever way that you need to. So those are examples of our main call types. And then also throughout the course of the certification, we run virtual retreats, and those will usually have a theme of some sort. We also have workshops available. So that's focused on a specific modality or skill set or topic. So there's other surprises and delights that we have inside for sure. And we're always calibrating to the unique needs of our students and seeing where people are at, what they uniquely need support with, because honestly, every cohort is different. And usually there's like a general vibe, and we are always catering to that. So we obviously have our pre-mapped out path for our practitioners, but again, there's so much customization and personalization within it. So those are just some call types that we offer and the reason why we offer them. And so my invitation to you is to start to think about what kind of calls could you offer inside of your business? What would your students or clients really benefit from? So thinking about like, what's that main goal and how would a call type be designed around that? So let's see if I can come up with some examples off the cuff here. Let's just say that you are, I don't know, an Instagram or Reels coach or something like that. Maybe what you do is you have a call each month where it's like batch creating Reels. Maybe you have like a strategy call once a month that's like, here's the latest strategies and the ways that people are using Reels, or the way that people are using TikTok or whatever it is that you're coaching on. And you're kind of like sharing the hottest trends or the things that people need to know. And so maybe there's like that strategy call. Then maybe another call is along the lines of you actually supporting them with the creation of their Reels. And so they're getting together and like actually taking action, because that's super important. And then maybe you have a call that is a Q&A call, for example, or something along those lines where people can get just feedback and ask questions about things. Maybe there's even a critique call or feedback call where people can submit Reels and get feedback around how they're performing and advice on things to tweak, etc. So there's an example of the different call types that you could have for that. Maybe you are a relationship coach, and maybe one of the calls that you have is a practice call where you are taking the different practices or techniques or tools that you're learning inside of the program that you're in, or your clients are taking them, and they are able to practice with a partner inside of the program. Of course, they can have homework assignments or play assignments or whatever you want to call them, where they can do it with themselves or a partner or whoever they want to do it with. But maybe you also have a call space and time where they can pair up and do it with people inside of the program. Maybe you have a call where people are able to be guided through an experiential journey, sort of like we have in the certification, where they get to receive that healing and transformation themselves. Maybe you have a call where there could be Q&A coaching calls to get spotlight coaching around various advice around your relationship, around love, around sexuality, etc. But again, it's not just the Q&A calls. Do you get where I'm going here? There's additional call types to support with the transformation that you are promising inside of your experience. So hopefully this is getting you to think about those different call types that you could have. And, you know, the call types are just one element of your program or your experience. There's so much else to think about, but I would love to hear back from you and to, we got cars going by and mopeds going by over here. I would love to hear from you what you're taking away from this episode. If you enjoyed these walking episodes, if they're not too loud and noisy or distracting for you, because otherwise, I honestly don't know if I would have recorded this. So let me know what you think. Let me know what you're excited to put into practice or what call types you're considering. I would love to celebrate you and share any feedback if you're looking for it. So hit me up on Instagram at Lexi D'Angelo or at Taboo Institute, and feel free to DM me over there. And also feel free to share on your story and tag me. And yeah, I always love when people share the love and the magic. I so appreciate you. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll chat with you soon.